Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
I'm Mayor Betsy Price, and we're keeping Fort Worth funky on the Funky Town Podcast. I hope you're ready. This show's going to get a little bit funky and a lot of fun.
Letting the music play. Okay, welcome to Funky Town Podcast. We are live at Lola's. With Zach and Joe.
Howdy.
Howdy.
And before we start, you can hear us on iTunes, Stitcher, 97.5, The Pirate,
FunkyTownPodcast.podbean.com.
And email at FunkyTownPodcast@gmail.com, Facebook.
Please email us, for the love of God.
Zach wants an email.
Do y'all know who did this mural?
No, it's been up there for years though.
Yeah, man, I used to know. I used to have the name.
For those of you listening at home, it's the mural of the girl smoking a cigarette at Lola's back patio.
It's not Brad Smith, is it? The guy who did the shipping receiving mural?
I don't know.
If you know, send us an email at funkytownpodcast@gmail.com.
Please.
So why are we here tonight?
Daniel Katzik's release.
Album release. It took him 4 years to make this record?
I don't know if it was quite four. Oh, man. It was probably close to four. I was looking through my computer files the other day. So I don't know if y'all know this, but I actually mixed one of the songs on this record.
Oh, really? Darren Beck again.
Yeah, I did. It was 2014 I worked on that tune. So.
And he took that to New Zealand, right?
He did. That's the song he took to New Zealand.
I watched his video for Sticks and Stones the other day. It's a good video.
Yeah.
I think he released it like on Anti-Bullying Day or something like that, and it's kind of that, it's a, you know, an anti-bullying song, and it has, he went to a park and had a bunch of kids, you know, they come up and they're all hitting them with like the soft sticks or whatever, the little cone. It's cute, but they're all on their knees, kind of like, you remember that Tim Conway, what did he do, Dwarf, is that what it was called? Where he would get on his knees and he would golf and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You put the shoes on your knees.
Yeah, that's kind of what they did for the video, so they're all small, and Alexandria Ray was in it playing guitar.
Oh, that's neat.
She didn't play guitar in the song. She just played it in the video.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was a good little... It's a good video. But, so we should go here. Do the podcast here. I like Daniel Katzik.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, I think he said, and I wanted to ask you, but I could ask you too. He said that the album was recorded at 44,000 hertz. Is that what it is?
We
just said it's actually the same as
instead of
the
doing,
vibration of Earth.
Instead of doing A 440, he did it at A 432. Now, except the Labyrinth, or not the Labyrinth, There and Back Again, we actually recorded at A 440. But we went back and he had me change it to A 432 after he recorded everything else at A 432. So it was really a matter of basically slowing the song down, like, a very itty bitty bit.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like the same resonance as the Earth or something.
He
said you could feel it.
Something like that.
I was just wondering if that's just something that you say and like they're all done that way, or if this actually is recorded a little differently, or
No, it's basically, instead of, you know, to decide what your A is and you tune everything from that, instead of it being 440 hertz, which is what all Western music uses, it's the 432, which is what the Baroque used to use. So then you tune everything off of that.
That's weird stuff to me.
It is. It's cool. It's cool.
So before we get over there and start doing all that stuff, I want to ask you. So you played in Dallas last night?
I did.
You had an early show, like 8 o'clock?
Yeah, we played at 8.
Did you have a crowd?
Actually, surprisingly, yeah, a good like 15 people. There was like nobody there. Even the bartender wasn't there. And like we were there for the other band. There was never more than two bands there at the same time. We ended up playing at 8. Randomly, about 15 people showed up to watch us and then left as soon as we were done.
Nice.
But that was it. It was so dead.
Man.
I haven't talked to you since, but I'm really, really stoked about you guys doing the Ramones.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
I like that promo picture you
got.
Thanks. Chase did that. He did a good job with it.
That's cool. And then we came to Lola's. We were right here last night.
Yeah.
We're here 24 hours later at the scene of the crime. But everybody was here. It was the Jerry Jonestown Massacre show they had, I guess. It was the Burning Isles. I saw part of that.
Yeah. And then Hotel, Hourly Radio.
Hourly Radio. And then... Shadow of Jets.
Shadows of Jets, Taylor Tatch's band.
Yeah. And they were all
my
really
hero.
Good.
Oh, I need to contact him about coming on the show, too. He seemed interested.
Yeah, Jamie Knight was here
Man,
last night.
Let's Happy not have him on until my studio's built.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Dang.
Well, it's coming pretty quick. It'll be before you know it.
It'll be, I'm thinking December.
I was hoping to have him on, like, next week. Week after next.
Oh.
But no, okay.
I'd be too embarrassed.
Okay. Sorry, Taylor.
But I want to give a special birthday shout out to Jamie Knight, who was here last night.
Yep.
And Susie Ramone.
And Susie Q. She sent me a Facebook message this morning saying that it
it hasn't been the same celebrating her birthday this weekend without me.
Oh, well, she'll be here tonight.
Yeah, well, I told her I was coming out tonight, but she said she's also super hungover, so we'll see.
Yeah. She might not be here tonight. Well, happy birthday, Susie. And, yeah, I mean, Dustin was here, and he had his mom and his sister,
yeah,
of course. Because
yeah,
his brother-in-law is in the hourly radio. And then, I don't know, some aunts, uncles, and cousins, and, you know, the whole crew was here, Seth and Will and all those guys. Aaron Sanchez from Off Radar was here. Matt Cliff was here. Leon Bridges made an appearance.
Yeah, talked to Leon Bridges.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
No, it seemed like everybody was here last night.
We were at the Profit Bar talking to ourselves.
Our next guest was here with Sean Russell.
Sean Russell, yeah. Rachel Galay was here.
Sean Russell taught me how to get into my practice space without a key card.
Ah, yeah, the Sean Russell method.
The Sean Russell method, as I dub it now.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah, he's coming on next week.
Oh, good. We can talk about the Sean Russell method of entering grindstone rehearsal.
Yeah, I'm interested in that dude. He seems interesting to me. He seems like a cool cat. I never really talked to him.
His bass player is a good buddy of mine.
He just got signed and drawn, and I'm excited.
Dude, he had a video where he dropped off a record, a vinyl, at somebody's house. Like, they'll be $20 now, and then it shows him driving off on his little moped or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, he needs to bring me a record to my house.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I've had some hand-delivered records to my house. Usually it's Dreamy Life. Robbie brings them over to me when I order them.
Yeah.
You know. But that's cool. I like the neighborhood. So I bet you can hear the music, and that's, I don't know how to say it, it's Bhakti House?
You got me.
It's like Bhakti or something like that house, and it's very chanty, you know, like Zach doesn't understand any of the lyrics.
I'm not sure they're in English.
No, I think they're like Sanskrit and stuff. It's like, I was telling him, it's like, you know, Hare Krishna, you know, that whole thing, that's a chant, and it's a prayer or whatever, and it's that kind of music. You know, so it's chants and prayers and, you know, and when you, and if you listen to it, like in headphones and stuff, and you're in the right state of mind, you know, you can really kind of just be like, wow, man.
Sorry, I'm distracted by Raheem Kwasi playing a really bad game of cornhole.
Yeah.
he's missing left and right here.
We'll have to interview him about his cornhole skills here in a minute. So, but yeah, friends of ours, Alan Rice and, Melissa are up playing with the Bhakti House band.
Yeah.
So I'd like to try to maybe get a little quick interview with them later.
Definitely.
Interview Raheem. And of course, we'll get an interview with Daniel and his new record. And we'll get some live music.
I haven't seen Daniel yet. Is he around?
He's probably, I haven't seen him.
He's got to be mysterious.
Yeah, he may be like, you know, wherever the backstage area is.
He's going to be coming down in a beam of light.
We're sitting in the backstage area.
He's somewhere meditating, becoming one.
Oh man, that'd be really cool if he did lower down from the stage.
Yeah.
Like
he's levitating.
Full meditation pose. Yeah. Just lowers down.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
He might do it.
I don't think they got the rigging for that.
You don't need the rigging. He's going to do it.
He uses mind over matter.
Right, yeah. Mind over matter. But yeah, no, but Bhakti House Band is cool. If you're into that kind of music. I like it, man.
Caleb's really digging him.
Is he?
Yeah.
We should interview Caleb, too. We have to make sure he doesn't cuss. He's got a potty mouth. No. All right. Anything y'all want to say that we're... We haven't been together in a while.
Yeah. We've been running around like madmen.
I've been out of town.
You went to Atlanta, Georgia?
I did. Oh, man. We went to... I thought you guys saw the pictures I posted, the Porch Fest there.
Yeah.
So freaking cool. Holy cow. I want to do that for Fort Worth. I want to organize one for somewhere. It doesn't have to be Fairmount. I mean, Fairmount seems like an obvious choice.
Yeah, sure.
I would put my porch up for sure. But yeah, so much fun. There's like hundreds of bands playing all these different porches, and everybody's just wandering around the neighborhood. It was cool.
Yeah, I mean, they've tried, like, they've had, like, porch parties where, like, we, like, a Joe Defoe or whatever will have, I forgot what.
And I've done that before, too.
We have a couple people over, and they just play people in the neighborhood, just kind of stand in your yard and watch.
Yeah, but this is a full-on organized, like, you know, these 30 houses say, we're going to host music, and then it's scheduled and alternated, and you can walk from house to house and catch the bands you want to catch. And the only thing I thought was that they did it kind of, Fort Worth would do it better.
We would.
That's all I'm saying.
In Fairmont, everything's close. You could walk within it.
Yeah. I think it would be a lot of fun. I've been trying to reach out to James about doing it, but he hasn't been responding to my Facebook tags.
Oh, he doesn't do Facebook messages.
No,
it's not messages.
He's tagging.
I've been tagging him, and I know he's active enough. He sees it. And I know he listens to this podcast, so now he'll have to.
Now we're calling you out. No, I think that's a really good idea. I think that'd be really cool.
Amanda and I were brainstorming the whole time we were there. They're like, this is so much fun. How could we do it in Fort Worth? What would we need to do? We need to get, you know, a permit for this and permit for that. And when could we do it? What weekend would it be, you know, not conflicting with something else?
Yeah,
could you do it in conjunction with Arts Goggle, or would that be too much? Or anyway, it's a lot of thinking to do, but I think it would be cool. It would be fun. But I'll say this, Atlanta was way hipper than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It was a really cool town. I was expecting kind of a...
backwards.
Like, more of a lame Dallas, just a real plasticky kind of town. Uh-huh. But it was really hip. It was really cool.
Atlanta, GA. What do they call it? Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. The ATL.
Yeah. Now, dude, that's exciting. I like that idea. I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to be thinking about it.
I want to try... It wouldn't take a whole lot to do, you know, take some doing, but...
30 houses is a lot. But you could do, like, 10.
Well, that's what I'm saying. 10 houses, but 30 bands.
Right. They all have...
Three bands at each house.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that would work.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, don't even have to be Fairmount. It could be, you know, your neighborhood or wherever, you know, James' neighborhood.
That's my neighborhood, too.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the other side of Caps.
Right. It's still South Hemp Hill Heights.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. My area is like where it starts.
Yeah.
And I think his area is kind of closer to the end.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But
I get that in Morningside Heights confused.
Yeah. Now, I saw him on the way over here. He was down by the Loudoun Bridge, taking pictures of his family, doing the family shots. There was a train going by. You know, I was like, hey, you know, I don't know if they were waiting for the train or what, but it's like there was a train going by. It was cool. And so yeah, we drove by. We stopped and said, hey, we're going to see, you know. We told them, you know, they should come down here. I doubt they will, but we told them about it, that kind of stuff. Then we left, got halfway here, and the wife's like, I don't have my ID. So then we turn around, and of course they see us go back, and we're all like waving, and then she runs the tickets, and then we come back again, wave again, and they're like, okay, and then we come to another, like, what the hell are they doing?
Now they know.
I know. It's like, you think that people are thinking about you way more than they really are thinking about you. I mean, that's a lesson to grow on.
Yeah, man. I do my best to be thought about.
I think about you a lot, Zach.
Oh, shucks. Thank you.
Yeah, I think about you more than I'd like to. Yeah. All right, well, we'll end this, and I don't know. We'll see what happens next.
Rock and roll.
Yep, rock and roll.
So y'all are the Bakke House Band.
I am is doing really good. I love y'all stuff. And also,
you.
Besides, are you still playing with Phantom Sensation?
No, I'm not. No.
But, are they still playing?
Yes.
I've seen them lately.
Yeah, I don't know where they're playing.
They got a big show next Friday?
Oh, we're playing over at Lola's Friday.
Cool, man.
Friday night, yeah.
Awesome. You come see y'all.
Yeah, and Raheem Kazi is playing with them too that night.
Yeah.
You're
gonna
do an interview now.
Yeah, we're gonna try to.
Okay.
Here, let me get it. Let me stand here.
So y'all's music, like he was saying, like I don't understand any of the words. Is it like Sanskrit?
Sanskrit, yes, Sanskrit. It's the ancient language of vibration. It's not a language that was created, but rather one that was realized by the ancient sages. It's said that, you know, instead of it being a language that labels things, like we look here at this tree and we say, oh, it's a tree, or, oh, I feel this feeling and I'm going to call it peace.
Okay.
But it's not really, that's not the feeling you're feeling, it's just a label. But Sanskrit, when you are speaking in Sanskrit, it's actually merging with the meaning. It's like the meaning and the name are the same thing. So when you say Shanti, that means that's peace in Sanskrit. You are actually merging with or evoking that feeling within. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. So.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I love one of the things that we talk about is we talk about sympathetic resonance.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you line up some guitars, in a room and you, you know, play a D string, then the D string on all the guitars will start to vibrate. Well, it's like with
is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So like if you just click it on one, all the guitars will start to vibrate.
Yeah, if they're tuned together.
Right. And it's called a sympathetic resonance.
Exactly. And so when we chant the Sanskrit, it's like our our body is kind
it's
of...
It's the instrument.
Yeah, it's the instrument.
We can make you vibrate with peace by emitting peace.
Right on.
So when or invite you, you to chant it, you are... it's like you're tuning your instrument.
Uh-huh.
And anybody that's with you, they're tuning their instrument as well, and you're all coming together in one mind, one heart, one love. That's in essence.
Yeah.
That's the short version.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, y'all tour around, too, don't you? Go all kinds of places.
All over, yeah. We we just got off of our East Coast and Canadian tour.
Wow.
That's neat.
Y'all got a bus?
So, yeah, we've got the Bhakti bus. It's a big blue bus. You can't miss it.
We were going to bring it tonight, but it wouldn't start.
Yeah.
So, first time ever.
Yeah.
It wouldn't start.
Really weird.
I don't know why.
Yeah. So we travel in the bus. We've all worked on the bus. Melissa and Alan have been on the bus with us. And
hasn't Daniel been on the bus too?
Daniel's been on the bus with us. Yeah, we've gone, we've gone to the Midwest with Daniel and Melissa. We've gone to East Coast. Then we went to West Coast with Melissa and Alan. And
how fun is that?
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
that's what y'all do for a living. I mean,
that's y'all's job?
That's our job.
What a cool job.
That sounds really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not all glamour, let me tell you. I mean, it's a lot of work.
Right. You know, it gets kind of...
Especially after he's been driving the bus for 12 hours.
Yeah, yeah, driving the bus is it's kind of intense, you know. It's loud and you have... It's big, so there's not much room for error in the lane, you know.
Right, right.
Like a car, you can kind of go back and forth a little bit from time to time. But yeah, this one, you got to be on.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because it's like a school bus?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
school bus.
Covered school bus. Yeah. Yeah. We're about to do some more work to it.
Do you sleep on it and stuff too?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have bed and some fold out beds and stuff like that.
Dude, that's awesome.
We can technically sleep, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, you could
sleep. I mean, how many do we have on the
you
bus?
You could sleep
also?
Seven in there.
What was the
there?
Most we had?
Not like.
Nine?
It's not that comfortable
to
sleep that many people.
Yeah, it wasn't comfortable.
It's too many.
It was too many, and it was a small space for that many people.
Because, you know, when you have everybody's suitcases and all that, and instruments, and, you know, Daniel's kick drum, I don't know how many times it fell over off of the... During the day, you put it on the bed, and you know, at night...
You hit one bump, and the whole thing is just...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
At one point, it got so intense, Randall had to go, are we still all friends?
Anyway, it's fun,
it's
though.
It's great. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's our symbol of, our vehicle of freedom, symbol of freedom.
It's got a lot of artwork on it that a lot of people have drawn on it, you know, when they've gone different places.
Oh, really? Alan and Melissa have done most of it. We're about to add a whole bunch more.
You also draw a picture on it, too. Oh, y'all can help with the artwork.
It has, it has a big peace sign made out of hearts and a heart and then an Om symbol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's kids from all over the world that have signed their name and age and where they're from. And
that's cool.
Well, because, our nonprofit is the Peace Love Om Project, and we encourage children of all ages to use their tags, their talents, abilities, and gifts in service to humanity.
Nice.
And so we have an annual bus painting with the Kids Who Care Musical Theater Company, which our kids are a part of, and we collaborate with them. And we have a bunch of international kids that come in every summer, and they're all, it's a nonprofit. They have the same mission we do, so we work together, and they come and they sign, all the kids that are using their talents come and they sign the bus. And
that's cool.
So it's really neat. Yeah.
Plus it's all that energy, too. They're putting good energy on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
They're
going
around with it.
We can use as much childlike energy as we can get.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's cool, this thing tonight here with all the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's neat. It keeps the energy up.
It's a neat place. It's our first time to be here. So.
Oh, it's really cool.
So, yeah, it's not your usual place you'll hear somebody playing music like ours. But, you know, maybe we can start bringing a little more English lyrics and some of our songs that have more English and introduce the community.
But it's still catchy. I mean, you still feel the, you know, like the rhythm and the vibe. You know, it's like, even when you don't know what it's saying, you still almost kind of start to try to say it with it.
Because
it's so repetitive. It just kind of...
You know, Daniel Katsuka is a very spiritual dude, and he's played at Unity a lot. a lot of different places, and it's an honor for him to ask us to open this up with the kind of spiritual music.
Yeah, yeah.
So it says a lot about him, so we really appreciate it. It's an honor for us to be able to do that.
Well, it fits
for
really
him to
well.
Ask us to do that.
It fits really well. You know, that music, his music, and even Raheem in the middle, he's really thoughtful, you know. It's cool. And next door, they're having, like, metal, you know.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know, well, there's actually some kirtan metal artists. I mean, it's a little much for me, but hey, I mean, whatever works for
people. Yeah, man, to teach around, it's a yin and the yang, you know, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, well, Larissa Stowe, yeah, she's kind of the kirtan metal artist out there.
Oh, cool.
She's pretty intense. Yeah, yeah.
So you guys have a website or a Facebook page, Twitter?
Yes, we have bhaktihouseband.com, and that's bhakti, which is Sanskrit for love and devotion. It's B as in boy, HAKTI. houseband.com.
Cool.
We're on Facebook. We are kind of on Instagram and kind of on Twitter, sort
yeah,
of.
I know how that goes.
You know,
You know the voice recognition now that Google and everything has? If you just hit the little microphone and say Bhakti House Band, it actually pulls it right up.
Oh, okay.
We had to teach it.
Google knows Bhakti, though.
Yeah, it didn't. Okay. And we had to teach Bhakti. Really? Yeah, it kept saying Rock the House Band.
Yeah, Rock the House Band.
I think they've updated it. Cause
it's
so we actually went in and you can, like, teach. Like, we had to teach Siri. So now Siri knows Bhakti, the word Bhakti.
Oh,
and then
cool.
Google, you have to... You know, I think it takes input from anybody that'll, you know, so maybe enough people.
The cloud.
Enough people are putting it in there.
It's like, this is something people want to know. So
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks you guys.
So,
yeah, thank you guys.
You are awesome. It's good to meet you.
Yeah. Do you have our music? Like CDs?
No.
Okay, well, I've got some CDs.
So. Okay, that'd be awesome.
What is your thing called?
Funky Town Podcast.
Oh, Funky Town Podcast. Is that, what's it on?
iTunes or Stitcher or
it's 97.5
The Pirate. It's everywhere, man.
It's on The Pirate. Okay.
Yeah. It's on The Pirate on Friday the 6th.
I was just looking at dropping our music in that.
The booty box.
In the
definitely do that.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, John and Sally are here tonight.
I was up there and I saw the box and I was like, oh, we should put our music in.
He doesn't want to say booty box.
Booty box?
We should put it in the booty box. Whatever.
It's not that kind of booty, man. It's treasure.
It's all good.
Arr.
Yeah, you definitely should.
In the booty box.
They'll play it.
Can you just put a note in there or something with it? Or just drop it in?
Just drop the CD in there. And wait, as long as it's got the title tracks and the name, or the titles of the tracks
and
your name.
It's like...
A real CD to cover
And Zach and Jeffrey, I love you guys. I appreciate what y'all
do
at Funky Town Podcast because, man, y'all are hooking up all the local artists in the town and helping
people.
This is one of my first ones. Like the first, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6. Half dozen. You're really early on.
Maybe we'll do another one, you know, before too long.
All right.
Whenever I actually release my CD.
Yeah.
That would be great.
For sure.
Cool.
That'd be
awesome.
Cool. That's awesome.
Thank you. Mad Lib before?
No.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ask you some for words.
To add a word?
Yeah.
Just been a long. I haven't ever done it like other than at home and a group of kids.
That's all right.
So you gonna do the Mad Lib over here?
Okay.
Yeah, we're game. We're down.
All right, cool. What are your names?
This is Cheryl.
For real?
Cheryl.
And that's Chris.
Chris.
Pickle.
Or Pickle. Okay. Cheryl and Pickle. Pink.
No, pickle. It's really Pickle.
Is it Pickle?
Yeah, he just does Pickle on Facebook.
Pickle is just the...
Why do you got so many names, man?
Pickle is just so... It's Pickle.
On Facebook.
In two words.
But his name,
okay,
his
Pickle.
Name is
Pickle. Okay, Pickle.
Let me ask you what your name is.
My friends call me Pickle, but... My mom calls me Chris, so...
Are you reporting on this?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know this, but I have a friend who goes by the name Bigfoot... Right? And he asked me last night, he's like, how do you know Cheryl? And he called you by your maiden name, a name I didn't even know. I'm like, I don't know who that is. And he's, I don't know if you want your maiden name out there. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And he goes, it's your babysitter. And I was like, oh, you know her? He goes, yeah, we went to school together. He goes, we all traded, like, top of the spots. Every, like, it'd be me and then her and then somebody else and then a brewer or whatever. But it's John. You know, John, Big John.
What's his last name?
Barry.
John Barry.
Yeah,
he's a sweet boy. We were talking about him not too long ago.
Yeah, he's Seriously, he's a great guy. But yeah, he's one of our friends.
Aww,
and he always
cool.
sees all your stuff on
Facebook. Yeah, he was like, he was one of the sweetest young men.
Yeah, no, he's
you
really.
Know, just a genuine good guy.
Yeah, but he goes, you won't know if you say, who's Bigfoot? Or how do you know if you have
Bigfoot? Yeah, I don't remember him being called that, but he did have some big feet.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was the sweetest guy. Tell him I said a special hello. I mean, I see him on Facebook, but.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's cool. I just didn't, you know, it's just weird how you know somebody and then they find out that they know, you know.
Small world.
Yeah, small world.
Totally.
I'm going to go clockwise this time. Starting with Pickle. Can I have a plural part of the body?
Feet.
All right. Cheryl, can I have a person in the group who's a male?
A person in the group who's a male?
Yeah.
Jeff. I don't know your name.
Joe.
Hello,
that's Joe.
It's Zach. Cheryl Pickle.
I'm Zach. Joe, can I have an adjective?
Softly?
Softly. Well, soft.
Soft. Softly would be an adverb. Sorry.
Zoe, can I have a noun? Person, place, or thing.
I know, I'm trying to think. Walmart.
Walmart, perfect.
But I didn't say Bob.
Walmart's
better.
Jess, can I have an adjective? Yeah, that is Zelda.
Smelly.
Smelly.
Wow.
Take a bath.
All right, Pickle, can I have an adjective?
Fast.
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 Michelle, can I have a plural noun?
A plural noun. People.
People. Perfect.
Good answer. Good answer. There you go, baby.
Joe, can I have a part of the body?
A part of the body?
Yes.
The nose.
Nose. The nose knows.
Spider face.
Zoe, can I have an adjective?
Fluffy.
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 I burned your chicken tenders, so I had to start them over, but they're almost done.
Okay, thank you.
Jeff, can I have a plural part of the body?
Fingers.
Fingers.
Burned chicken tenders.
I know, I was going to work that in, but...
tenders.
All right.
That's why it took so long.
Pickle, can I have a noun?
Texas.
Texas.
Oh, it's the perfect Zach has music.
Yeah, right? I love this song. Can I have a number?
Three.
It's a great number.
And Joe, can I have an adjective?
Really
need an adjective. Really need
long.
An adjective.
Long?
Yeah.
All right, Funky Town Podcast, Zach Libs. This is a Mad Lib entitled Confessions of a Vampire's Girlfriend. The moment I set my feet on Jeff, I knew we were meant to be. He was everything I wanted, tall, dark, and soft.
I am those things.
But love at first Walmart isn't always picture smelly. The first time he gave me a fast rose, one of its people pricked my nose, and then he drew blood. When I tried to find a bandage for the wound, he followed me to the bathroom, only to let loose a fluffy hiss, revealing his sharp fingers. Luckily, he was able to restrain himself, but that's when I realized this hunky Texas wasn't your average teenager. I had fallen in love with a 3-year-old vampire, and I was longed to be alive.
Hey, that kind of makes sense.
That was great. I like the little rhyme.
Yeah,
the Walmart part is nice.
One of its people pricked my nose.
Tall, dark, and soft.
Tall, dark, and soft.
Soft.
Yeah.
Is there a waiver?
Oh, no, no waiver.
Oh, it's going to cost you big time.
Oh, yeah. It always does. Thank you, guys. That was wonderful.
That was
wonderful.
then Daniel Katsuk and his group is going to come right up. So it's the reason for the season.
Be trust.
song. My name is Raheem Kwazi. Thanks for hanging out and listening. Where are you going? And where have you been? I'm reaching in. I wanna know you now, but what can I do to not see through you? Seems like so long we've been playing the game. Can you find me? It's kind of a shame. If I could touch you, what I feel, I know you're real, I know you are watching me. What do you see? Oh, I believe. Seems like so long we've been playing the game. Can you find me? We spend our lives
with Raheem and Jeremy playing. Y'all just played a minute ago. It was pretty awesome. How do y'all feel?
I feel exhausted in the best way ever.
Yeah.
Same here. We've been working hard. We had a little bit of time off, and then marathon gig last night and tonight, so kind of back-to-back, yeah. Jump right back on the bike, and it feels good.
It feels better than ever.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. And we really do. When we play, you know, maybe everybody does, but certainly we do too. We just go for it, you know. We feel it and we express it. We don't hold back, you know.
Yeah, you definitely see that.
Some release.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. We have fun. Yeah. What about you?
Are y'all?
Yeah.
How long?
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
I see
like,
you.
You didn't see me sticking up behind you?
No.
That's funny. How long have y'all been friends with Daniel? Are y'all friends at all?
No, we are friends. But, you know, with Daniel, maybe 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little longer.
And because we were kind of in some same spiritual kind of circles. So we had common friends, and we're old Fort Worth people, we just kind of have overlapped a little bit.
I like the lineup. I like the Bhakti House band. Yeah. I like you guys playing. I like him playing.
It's a great mix.
Yeah, because it is spiritual. It's thoughtful, you know, but it's also... It's light enough to where the kids are here and running around, people are dancing, and everybody's having fun.
It's all about making people feel good and, you know, transferring that energy.
And just creativity, and having not having any fear to have spontaneous moments. You know, and I think that's just life. That should be the way life is, you know.
I will say, you know, one of my favorite moments tonight, and one of the reasons I love playing at Lola's Trailer Park, is the kids dancing.
Yes.
And they have no, you know, fears. They have, you know, no, oh, how do I look? Who's watching me? They just go for it. And that's always just a good reminder.
Yeah. They have that twinkle in their eye, you know, that we wish everybody sitting around would, you know, would just get up and start dancing and running in circles, you know?
As a parent, it's cool to me because, I mean, I do this thing every weekend. I go out and see live bands play, and, you know, I want to share it with my family, but, you know, you can't take them to Huffer or whatever,
always.
You know what I mean?
You can't go in that chat room,
or this room over here.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, I like all these bands. It's
it's a beautiful night,
It's a beautiful night.
It couldn't be any better, really. You know?
So I'm glad that my kids get to... Because I didn't have this kind of influence when I was a kid.
Okay.
I don't know how it's going to influence them when they grow up or whatever, but it's,
right.
Still, it's cool that they do get to witness really good local music, really good art, you know. And
my son's with me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he kind of takes care of himself in moments, you know, but he's listening. He's on the front row listening, too.
I think it's so important to expose kids to all kinds of music, from taking them to Bass Hall to see the symphony, to see that power... that control to, you know, one of the most amazing experiences in my life was actually playing with Johnny Case years ago, jazz pianist at Sardines on Tuesday nights. He used to have a free jazz night.
That's right.
The Anarchistra. And I went out there because I knew the guy playing bass and I wanted to hear them. And that's not a genre I'm very familiar with. And I showed up. I came from rehearsal. So I had my bass and Johnny said, oh, it's so good to see you. Our bassist can't make it. Do you want to sit in? I was just kind of like, okay. And it took me a good 30 minutes to just kind of unshackle my mind and, you know, the preconceived notions. But it was interesting because it's totally improvised, totally spontaneous, everyone feeding off everyone else. And a lot of the adults that came in would kind of give it a look. But there was a little girl that sat there the entire night and just absorbed every moment and didn't just let it be what it was without trying to force it into a box.
Oh, yeah.
And so just watching children respond to all kinds of music is amazing. And this is, you know, a great opportunity for that.
Yeah, Sardine, speaking of, like, something we really miss. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I know you do. The old Sardines, you know, of course.
Yeah.
We miss them.
Johnny's still playing Fridays and Saturdays over at Lily's Bistro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was my date spot. Anytime I met a girl, I was like, we're going to, you know.
Escargot.
That's where you go, man. Oh, I didn't have to
snow. Candlelight.
Candlelight.
Six nights a week for 26 years.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I remember that old grand piano in there.
Oh, yeah.
I love that place, man.
Yeah.
No, there's something, I mean, like, because this town is so cool. But it's like, I walk out here and there's a cross out here in the parking lot that says RIP Rec Room. And it's like, it always makes me sad, you know. And there was a J&J's Hideaway right across the street from
the Rec Room. Oh, I remember J&J's.
I used to go there all the time. I love that little bar, man. I would take girls there, too.
That spirit transfers. You know, it ebbs and flows. And
I know. That's just part of it, you know. And this is way cooler than the Rec Room ever was, really, as far as acts and... You know,
the stage and the sound and everything. You
still miss that dirty,
little
hole.
That's kind of the nostalgic part, you know, that kicks in. But you're right, it's kind of scattered to like Fred's a little bit and here and, you know, I don't know, probably other places too. But.
And I guess maybe Lily's is now the new Sardines or, you know, I mean, it just kind of moves somewhere else. The scene is still
that's
here.
The thing, though. It may change, but it's still there.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to look for it occasionally.
Yeah. You see some familiar faces. Still, you know, like that, like from Sard, you know, not Sard, but Rec Room.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, the owner.
Yeah. I guess Brian Perella.
Yeah. And he owns that 99 place or a sports bar on Magnolia.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I've never been in there.
Yeah.
I'm not really a sports guy, so
I'm not either.
But it might be a cool bar.
He's got fingers out, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my favorite moments from tonight was we were getting to the end of the set and. I started getting back into my right brain, thinking, okay, we're on the clock, and there's a time that we have to end, and we skipped around the set list, and we probably have one song left. And then you turned around and said, let's do the new one.
Yeah.
And I remember it pulled me out of it for a minute, because I was like, do I remember the chords? And is it going to go off? Are we going to get the hits? And you were just like, let's do it.
Yes.
And we did, chorus. And it went great. Cool.
I thought you guys had a really great set tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it is weird. There's a whole other thing going on stage that nobody in the crowd ever knows. Yeah. Even if you guys mess up, most of us don't notice.
Oh, right.
You know, but it'll hang with you, or you try something new. It's like, you're a little scared, but everybody in the crowd's like, this is the first time that we hear it. So if you mess it up, we're not going to know. It's the first time we've heard it before.
And I feel like with us, unless it's a super rehearsed show, like the album release that we did at the Kessler, we rehearsed and we were confident and we kind of had set, you know, but for the most part, our full band shows, there's just enough sloppiness written in, almost like room for just a little bit.
You gotta leave room for the happy accidents.
You know, and then we make up for it with spirit, in a way, because we're owning it. You know, we just own the sloppy parts that, you know.
The way, and the reason it works is because everyone on stage, first of all fantastic musicians,
but
everyone is also listening and responding.
Yeah.
Like if Corey goes to a lead or Tiago goes to a lead or you're doing a vocal thing, no one's like trying to force their way into, no, this is where the bridge of the song goes. Yeah. We're all just like, oh, let's see where this takes us.
It's a lot of let go and just go with it, which is a gift to me.
Yeah.
The people I'm surrounded in.
Yeah, yeah.
Have that not only the ability, but just the gumption to be okay, you know, attitude-wise, and just like, you know,
because sometimes you want it mapped out.
What is
he doing?
For the most part,
where
it is. But there's sometimes where we start making up songs. That's really when we're on the edge of it, because at some point at the end of a song, Tiago might hit a chord, and then I'll go ding, and then I'll be like, keep going, and then I just throw a melody on top, and before you know it, even Jeremy's like, figured out the progression, and then we go into a chorus and suddenly he's still on it.
Yeah.
So even if we're not watching each other, we're at that point to where it's just like we just start curving through a totally made up song, you know? And it's actually usually pretty good songs. I wish we'd record them just so we have, like, remember the chorus.
Always be recorded.
I know.
Always be recorded. You should record every practice, every idea.
That's wise.
You know? Yeah, because you never know what little pieces of gold you're this.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
I'll remember that later. And then you get back there and you're like, what was that?
I know.
You know?
Oh, totally.
And there's tons of, I don't know. It's like I record all the happy accidents, and then I'll be like, listen to my record, and they're like, oh, that's great, can you reproduce it? No,
exactly.
That was all, all that, just, you know, but you can find it, you can stumble across some really neat things, but you gotta record all the time. It's like taking photographs with a digital camera these days. You can take 200 shots and pull out three good ones and just take everything else away,
right?
And
delete,
you know, and then just save your three good, you know, and then every do that all the time,
just collect ideas and moments, you know.
So
well, I'm excited about next Friday night. You know, playing with you guys. And,
it's like you're gonna become the band that plays for the album release parties.
That's right. I had my turn last year, and I have another turn next year.
Yeah.
You know, being the album release.
That's just gonna be cool. It's gonna be you guys and Lindby.
Yeah.
I've never seen Lindby before.
I haven't either.
Yeah, that's gonna be exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and full band, not happy end. That's gonna be cool.
There's good press going on. I mean, I'm seeing some ads and everything. I see, you know, I'm seeing it on Facebook.
We're doing our best. We got a really cool promo shot and to make the poster and everything that we gave you. And
yeah,
I mean,
and this whole week we're all gonna just make it, you know, a priority.
Cool. So. Yeah, I mean, we just spent so much time and money on the record.
I know.
We released the record. We had a listening party for the last month, but we also it felt like we also wanted to play the songs.
Yeah.
And so we're doing another release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing a performance.
No, why not?
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Come out with next Friday.
Yeah. Next Friday.
Lindby, Rahim Kwazi, and I Happy Am.
Oh yeah.
Right here at Lola's.
It's gonna be awesome.
Or not a big room, inside.
Inside, yeah.
Which is nice too. It's a great room in there.
Yeah.
It's a great room in there. But it's cool out here, man. This weather.
This is great. As long as there's people like tonight was a little bit difficult because everybody was kind of scattered about. So the when you can't really concentrate the energy in one spot,
right?
It can be a little lonely on stage.
I can say that because I'm. There's nobody standing up in front of the stage. They're all kind of sitting around the stage.
It really does become about energy transfer, you know, back and forth energy. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we were talking. We started this conversation about the kids. It's like, thank goodness those kids were running around because we were drawing from that.
Yeah, we
need that. When we see people just sitting back, they might be totally enamored and floored by it.
Yeah.
But we don't feel it.
Yeah.
I know.
So we have to just love it ourselves and love each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's where the, you know, comes
down. It is weird, though. It's the older crowd. Like, I'm up 44.
Yeah.
My wife and kids are here.
Yeah.
You know, so if I got the chance to sit back and watch a man play instead of standing up front.
And that's the point.
I'm going to do it. I'm still going to like it. But as a person on stage, you want the guy up front going,
But that's, you're proving the point, too, that it's not about, you can still love it, you can still be filled and like, this is great, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And not be up front, you know? So it's all works.
Yeah, yeah, because I prefer to sit down and watch a band play these days, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like standing up in the pit, you know, all the crowd this way. It's cool, you know, but I'm in my 40s now, man. I want to just sit back and drink a beer and just watch the band play and just soaking in. I don't need to dance and shake and move anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still do it sometimes, but,
You brought up this seeing, you know, a case, you know, and I just last week I took my son Lennon. We saw Elvis Costello at the Majestic.
Oh,
you know,
that's neat.
So that, you know, and then a couple of years ago we saw Glenn Tilbrook from Squeeze at the Kessler. So I'm always taking him to see bands.
With my daughter too, I try to do that with her.
Yeah, you know.
I took my daughter to see Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh,
that's
awesome. She loved it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome.
I love Albuquerque.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's cool. I don't know what's going on right now, but I really think that our kids might be okay.
Yes.
I think so. I don't know about the ones that are there right now. But the ones that are coming up in the next 5 to 10 years.
So?
You know, seems like they're kind of cool. I could be wrong.
I think so too. I know what you mean. It's not like wild crazy. They're just, they're a little more secure and being taken care of.
It's weird. It seems like they grow up faster than we did.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
You know? And I guess the internet, because there's just so much more information that you can get at any time than we can get.
Yeah.
So we kept our innocence a little longer, maybe.
I think they have more neural pathways formed already. They have, you know, from all the technology that they've been raised with, their minds are already kind of wired to learn even more and quicker, you know?
My boy is, like, not even 4 yet. He amazes me with what he knows how to do. He picks up stuff quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, really quick. It's like, dude, you need to slow down.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole other world. So.
No, I'm glad the kids are here tonight, too, because it adds an extra...
Yeah.
You know,
another spirit.
Yeah, a really pure, innocent spirit that, you know, it's kind of blues.
Yeah.
You know, we're all angst-ridden.
Yeah.
Damn the man kind of stuff.
Right,
you know.
Black t-shirts.
But dude, it's always awesome.
Oh, you too, man. Good to see you again, you know.
Yeah. Great set, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, anybody that plays with a stand-up bass is always so cool.
I know.
I love it. See the stand-up bass.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Just had that sound. And some of the end, it's almost cello-like.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he has the ability to go there. So,
and I heard you're doing Primus.
Oh,
that's
really
going to be interesting.
Yes, yes, it will be.
Can you do that?
So it'll be for the 4th Rock Assembly. I'll be playing with my other band, Holy Moly. We're doing a full Primus set with special guest Paul Metzger from Bertha Coolidge and the Black Dog Jazz Jam on stunt guitar.
That's
amazing.
I'll be playing mostly
electric on that because there's... A lot of that stuff is just not physically
possible. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right?
So.
I'm a bassist. And, I mean, when I heard that and I heard you were doing it, I was like, okay.
I definitely hear the clock ticking and I've got a lot of work to do, but it's going to be
fun.
Dude,
you can do
it.
I believe in you. And I've watched a lot of... I mean, I've listened to a lot of Primus and I've watched a lot of Primus music videos. I'm just like... what is he even doing? I can't.
It's been fun trying to get into his head because that's a very different style than, I mean, I enjoy it, but it's a different style than I've ever played.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do it, was to have a project to push me out of my comfort zone.
Do you have a favorite song?
Southbound Pachyderm.
All right. That's going to be cool. I always loved Tommy the Cat.
Yeah. Tommy the Cat's good. I'll like it a lot more when I can play it all the way through.
Yeah, right.
I always like Jerry with the Race Car Driver.
Yeah, that's. I have his on my iPod right now. They Can't All Be Singers, the Greatest Hits album, and yeah, I love Travis. I really love that when Tom Waits does songs with Primus.
Yes.
The Tommy the Cat, and then Coat. Riding on the Coattails of a Dead Man. Coattails of a Dead Man. It's a good song. All right, well, thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much.
So we're here with Daniel. Okay, yeah. We'll edit all the bad stuff out. Oh, man. So you released it. Releasing your record tonight.
Yes.
I heard on the grapevine you started 4 years ago.
Yeah, I guess I have been working on about 4 years.
Man.
And it started off with working with Joe,
yeah.
Mr. Tacky here, writing a song there and back again to hopefully get in the last Hobbit movie. Didn't work out. Met a good guy along the way.
Yeah.
Got to go to New Zealand and have an amazing adventure, and it began to create the tone for the whole album. And so here we are now.
Awesome. It's really exciting. I mean, I just got here. I feel lots of love in the air.
There is a lot of love in the air.
How are you doing, Jay?
Good. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
No worries. Hanging out.
He's just putting, we're putting words in his recording device.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah. It just sucks it up like a...
It's like a vacuum.
Like a vacuum.
Yeah,
It's like a sonic vacuum.
A vortex of... thought.
Awesome. Just want to say good luck.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. I'll come see you in a minute.
Yeah, man. Feel excited just to get to see you play, hang out, and be in the environment.
Yeah, I feel so blessed. I have some really good, talented, crazy talented people I'm playing
so,
with.
So Caleb's playing with you?
Yeah, well, I said talented. Yes. Caleb's playing, super crazy good guitar player. Such a good guy. Kristen Duke is playing violin. Tricky Ricky is playing percussion. Eric Yakula is playing drums. Sam Hobbs is playing bass. And our friend Daisy Winsong is going to come up and sing a song. And,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. I met her at the... when Groovy Goods was Feed Your Head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Way over in Arlington. And R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that was a real neat place.
It was a nice place. It was a cool place. But yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for better weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really good people here.
Good crowd.
Yeah.
Kids are having fun.
Yeah.
And that is very important.
Yeah, if the kids are pissed, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's your gauge. That's always your gauge.
I think Jeff's looking for us.
He's just wandering aimlessly.
He looked past us.
No, he's looking for Zias.
Oh, he's looking for Zias.
Well, I can't thank y'all enough.
Big old ball of hair.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Great. Thank you.
This song's called Ecstasy. Thank you.
Whatever you may need, lavender, right now, it's temporary. Why you worship me, God of faith. Now has been your story. Even now, you're the flower and the seed. Everything you've done by now is necessary. Even if it's torn apart at the seams. From here on out, it's changing. Everything I have is yours, ecstasy. Everything I have is yours, ecstasy. Even now, you're the flower.
Look at it, give it up for Daisy Winsong.